American Language Course, Tape 1210B. Listen to these conversations about the post office.
I couldn't find you yesterday afternoon. Where were you?
I went to the post office with Joe. He didn't want to go alone. He asked me to go with him. His English isn't very good. They can't understand him at the post office. We went in the afternoon. I couldn't go in the morning.
You were gone a long time. Did he have a lot to do at the post office?
He bought some 5-cent and 8-cent stamps. Then he wanted to mail a package to his family. He forgot to write his return address on it. He had to do that. Next, he bought a money order. He wanted to send some money to his family. The clerk couldn't understand him. He needed my help. I was glad I went with him. One day, Bob went to the post office to buy some stamps. He was waiting in line and heard the following conversation.
I'd like to buy some 8-cent stamps.
How many?
Give me 10, and 10 5-cent stamps, too.
Anything else?
No, that's all.
That's $1.30.
Oh, I forgot. I want to register this letter.
You'll have to go to the next window.
Thank you. I'd like to register this letter.
Is there anything valuable in it?
There's a check for $100.
Shall I make out a return receipt?
No, don't bother.
That will be 75 cents. Listen to the conversations again and repeat them.
I couldn't find you yesterday afternoon. Where were you?
I went to the post office with Joe. He didn't want to go alone. He asked me to go with him. His English isn't very good. They can't understand him at the post office. We went in the afternoon. I couldn't go in the morning.
You were gone a long time. Did he have a lot to do at the post office?
He bought some 5-cent and 8-cent stamps. Then he wanted to mail a package to his family. He forgot to write his return address on it. He had to do that. Next, he bought a money order. He wanted to send some money to his family. The clerk couldn't understand him. He needed my help. I was glad I went with him. One day, Bob went to the post office to buy some stamps. He was waiting in line and heard the following conversation.
I'd like to buy some 8-cent stamps.
How many?
Give me 10 and 10 5-cent stamps, too.
Anything else?
No, that's all.
That's $1.30.
Oh, I forgot. I want to register this letter.
You'll have to go to the next window.
Thank you. I'd like to register this letter.
Is there anything valuable in it?
There's a check for $100.
Shall I make out a return receipt?
No, don't bother.
That will be 75 cents. Let's practice putting some words and phrases together to form complete sentences. Repeat what you hear.
Post office. Go to the post office. Wanted to go to the post office. I wanted to go to the post office yesterday. Understand. Understand the English. Might not understand his English. They might not understand his English. Stamps. Some stamps. Some 5-cent stamps. I need some 5-cent stamps. Family. To his family. Package. Mail a package. He'll mail a package to his family. Address. My return address. Write my return address. I didn't write my return address on it. Forget. Forgot. Forgot to mail. Forgot to mail the letter. We forgot to mail the letter. Register. Register this letter. Want to register this letter. John wants to register this letter home. Receipt. Return receipt. Make out a return receipt. Shall I make out a return receipt? Ask. Asked. Asked me. Asked me to go. He asked me to go with him. Money order. Buy a money order. Buy a money order for $100. We'll buy a money order for $100.
We'll now change some statements to questions. You will hear the statement. Change this to a question and then repeat the correct response. Example.
He asked me to go with him.
Did he ask me to go with him?
Did he ask me to go with him?
Did he ask me to go with him?
He needed some stamps. Did he need some stamps? Dick went to the post office with Joe. Did Dick go to the post office with Joe? He asked Dick to go with him. Did he ask Dick to go with him? His English isn't very good. Isn't his English very good? He bought some airmail stamps. Did he buy some airmail stamps? He sent some money to his family. Did he send some money to his family? He wrote the return address on the package. Did he write the return address on the package? The clerk wrote the money order for him. Did the clerk write the money order for him? Many stores close on holidays. Do many stores close on holidays? He likes to eat in a restaurant downtown. Does he like to eat in a restaurant downtown?
Here are some questions and answers. Notice the use of the frequency words. Listen and repeat.
Does Helen often go to the movies? Yes, she usually goes twice a week. No, she doesn't often go. Does Bobby watch TV every night? Yes. He usually watches it every night. No, he only watches it Sunday night. Do we often speak English outside of class? Yes, we sometimes speak it to our friends. No, we seldom speak English outside of class. Does Larry write Marjorie every week? Yes, he usually writes her every week. No, he doesn't always write her every week. Do you sometimes wash your own clothes? Yes, we sometimes wash our own clothes. No, we don't often wash our own clothes. Do we often get up before 6 o'clock? Yes, we often get up at 5:30. We don't ever get up after 6 o'clock.
Here we have some sentences with modal auxiliaries. Repeat everything.
Can the students speak English well? Yes, they can speak it pretty well. Should they go downtown every night? No, they shouldn't go every night. Shall we repeat the tape? Should we repeat the tape? No, we won't have enough time. May I change my seat? Yes, you may change your seat. Did Mary tell you it may rain tonight? Yes, she said it might rain tonight. The teacher says we can speak English well. The teacher said we couldn't leave early. Mary thinks Robert will call her up. She told me he would call before 8 o'clock.
Now let's practice reading the following expressions. Listen to them and then repeat them.
Let's go downtown tomorrow. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go downtown. Let's go to class. Let's go to the lab. Let's go to the restaurant. Let's go to the drugstore.
I need to get a few things. I need to get... You need to get... We need to get... They need to get... He needs to get... She needs to get... I need to get a few things. You need to get a lot of stamps. We need to get a pack of cigarettes. They need to get a few tapes. He needs to get a few pencils. She needs to get paper and pencils.
You mean all the stores are closed? You mean... I mean... We mean... They mean... He means... She means... You mean... You mean all the stores are closed? You mean all the banks are closed? You mean all the offices are closed? You mean all the students are studying? You mean I can get stamps at the drugstore? You mean Mr. Jones speaks Chinese?
I think they have a stamp machine there. I think, you think, we think, they think, he thinks, she thinks. Do you think they have a stamp machine? Does he think they have a stamp machine? I think they have a stamp machine there. We think they have a stamp machine there. He thinks they have a stamp machine there. I think the stores are closed tomorrow. We think the banks are closed tomorrow. They think they speak English perfectly. He thinks he speaks Chinese perfectly. I think that's right. Listen carefully to the following sentences. You will answer the questions about them later.
I went to the post office with Joe yesterday. His English isn't very good. The clerks can't understand him. Joe bought some stamps. He sent a money order and a package to his family.
Here are some questions. Answer the questions, and then repeat the correct answer.
Who went to the post office with you? Joe went to the post office with me. When did we go to the post office? We went to the post office yesterday. Does Joe speak good English? No, his English isn't very good. Can the clerks understand Joe? No, the clerks cannot understand him. Did Joe buy some stamps? Yes, he bought some stamps. Did he send a money order to his family? Yes, he sent a money order to his family. What did he do with the package? He sent the package to his family. What did his family get from Joe? His family got a money order and a package from him.
This is the end of tape 1210B.